Dunn, secret operative number 48. Exploits of Dan Dunn, secret operative number 48, are known to some 75 million readers. Now at last, this famous newspaper cartoon character created by Norman Marsh is brought to the airlines in a sensational series of new adventures that will enthrall young and old. As we begin our radio serial, we find Dan Dunn assigned to the perilous work of ferreting out foreign spies. This very moment, he is at the wheel of his high-powered automobile, speeding on a new assignment. With him are lovely Kay Fields, who is also a Secret Service operative, and Irwin Hicks, Dan's old friend and inseparable companion.
Oh, say, Dan, old fella, slow down a bit.
Yes, Dan, Irwin's right. Why the breakneck speed? And this place we're going to, is it outside the city?
Yes, Kay. We're going out to the flying field of the Parkhurst Aviation Corporation. Oh. And we've got to get there before it's too late.
Too late for what?
Tell us, Dan. What was the urgent message you received from the chief?
A giant new bombing plane is supposed to be taken up for a test flight this afternoon.
Yeah.
And it's our job to get there in time to prevent it.
Talk sense, Dan. If the Parkhurst Aviation Corporation wants to test a new airship, why should it be our business to try to stop them?
Because the chief got a tip that there's been sabotage.
Sabotage?
You mean, if the plane goes up on its test flight, it'll be wrecked?
Yes, and its pilot's killed.
Well, that's different. Come on, step on it, old fellow. What are we poking along for?
That's the way I like to hear you talk.
But, Dan, just in case we can't make it in time, hadn't you better stop and telephone?
I already tried. The telephone lines have been cut.
Look, the plane is starting to take off.
We're too late.
No, no, we've got to stop them. Hey, stop that plane! Stop that plane, I say! Stop! Stop, you fellas! You can't take off now! Stop!
Look out, Dan! You're right in the middle of the runway!
Stop
the plane is heading
You'll
straight
be killed!
Toward... Dan, it only missed
Jumping
you by inches.
Jelly beans. I sure thought you was a goner that time.
No, I failed. We got here too late. If only
you
I could have gotten
idiot.
To
you. Do you realize how close you came to losing your life? Are you out of your head?
I realized full well what I was doing.
Oh, you did you? And did you also realize that this flying field is private property and that you and your companions have no business here? And do you know that I could have the three of you arrested? Not only for trespassing, but for trying to interfere with this test flight.
You'll understand our purpose any moment now. Just keep your eye on that plane up there.
Yeah, I am keeping my eye on that plane. A magnificent achievement. A magnificent.
Oh, I see how easily it climbs. Why, it's almost out of sight already. Maybe it's all a mistake on our part, Dan.
Yeah, maybe the chief got a bum steer.
I hope it does turn out that way, but I'm afraid not. Those severed telephone wires.
What is? How did you find out about our telephone lines being cut?
Then you know.
No, what? What is all this mysterious prattle about? All I know is that I tried to put through a call and the line was dead.
Hey, look! The plane has circled back. It's directly over the field.
Look, he seems to be having trouble.
Yes, and if he crashes now, the life of everyone on this field will be endangered. We've got to clear the field, quick.
Hey, who do you think you are, presuming to give orders?
My name is Dunn, Dan
what?
Dunn.
Dan Dunn? Well, it's different. I'm H.T. Parker.
The plane! It's in flames!
Clear the field, everyone! Clear the field!
Run for your life! It's coming down right on top of us!
Oh! Ghastly. I can't even look.
Anyway, no spectators were hurt.
The pilots. Poor chaps.
Yes. Mr. Parkhurst, there's nothing we can do for those two aviators anymore except avenge their deaths.
But what do
come
you...
with me. Kay?
Yeah?
You and Irwin stick around. Keep your eyes and ears open.
Okay.
Maybe you can find out something.
What to think or do, Mr. Dunn. That bombing plane was gone over with a fine-tooth comb just a few hours ago. Everything tested 100%.
But that was a few hours ago, Mr. Parkhurst. And in the meantime...
No. I can't make myself believe that someone would deliberately... Sit down, Mr. Dunn, and tell me what you know.
Thank you. I realize, Mr. Parkhurst, how you must feel. But try to be calm. This matter involves far more than just the lives of those two pilots.
You mean assuming that sabotage can be proved?
It can be.
Well, whoever's guilty of this diabolical deed, I'll see that he...
Just a minute, Mr. Parkhurst.
Eh?
One man may have committed the sabotage, but behind him, if I am right, stands a giant international spy ring.
No. What makes you say that?
We've had information of such a ring operating right here in our midst. And I may as well tell you, these spies are the most vicious and debased the world has ever seen. They sell their services on the open market to the highest bidder.
But destroying my new bombing plane, how does that benefit them?
That remains to be seen. However, as I understand it, the Z-19 embodied revolutionary new principles. Principles which certain foreign powers would pay millions to learn.
Yeah, but they'll never learn them. No, sir. None but our government will ever benefit by this marvelous new bomber.
Leastways, so we hope.
I tell you, Dan Dunn, this airship is so intricate in detail, so complex in execution, that no one could copy it without possession of the test model or access to the blueprints.
You're positive of this?
Why, listen. The very men who designed and built the Z-19 couldn't duplicate it from memory.
Oh. Well, in other words, Mr. Parkhurst, now that the model has been smashed, no one, not even you, could build another without use of the original blueprints.
Yes, Mr. Dunn, that's correct.
And these blueprints, where are they?
Oh, don't you worry about them. I have a secret safe over here behind this false paneling in the wall. No one would ever think to... Great heavens!
What's the matter?
The panel! It's been pried open!
Quick, the plans!
They're gone! The blueprints of the Z-19 are gone!
To all Secret Service operatives in this area, an emergency order. Give priority to search for blueprints of airship Z-19 stolen from Parkhurst Aviation Corporation. Report on...
Metropolitan and Roar Police, attention! Stop and search all vehicles and persons leaving zone. Must...
Vessels of the Coast Guard area and area waters. Stand by for special instructions. Make search of all suspicious craft for blueprints of
Z-19. Mr. Dunn, you must stop at nothing in your attempt to recover those blueprints.
Be assured, Mr. Parkhurst, we'll do everything that is humanly possible. This is a matter which involves the military strength of our country. And we shall succeed.
But those spies, they'll stop at nothing either. They'll try to kill you.
Well, I've never hesitated to risk my life for my country, Mr. Parkhurst. But let's get down to the field and examine that wreckage.
Oh, this is terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. Look over there at that wrecked fuselage. What wasn't smashed seems to have been burned.
Yes, it's no use.
Oh, Dan, here you are at last.
We heard the blueprints were stolen. Is that true, Dan?
Yes. But Hicks, what have you and Kay found out?
Nothing. Not even a clue the size of a peanut. We wanted to examine the wreckage, but some tough guy wouldn't let us go near it.
Well, why didn't you show him your credentials, Kay?
I did, but he said there might be an explosion
what?
And...
Why, there couldn't be any possibility of an explosion now. Come on.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Oh, Lobar, it's all right.
Oh, beg pardon, Mr. Parkhurst. Didn't notice you were with him. But better look out, there ain't no explosion.
How does it happen, Lobar, that you yourself have remained close to the wreckage in the face of this supposedly great danger?
Because it's my job and duty, see?
Yes, Lobar here is one of the most faithful and trustworthy men we have.
Yeah. Now what you got to say, wise guy?
Sorry I offended you, Lobar. What do you say we make up and shake hands?
Yes, Lobar. This is Dan Dunn, the famous...
Dan Dunn? Mm.
Evidently you've heard of me before.
Oh, sure, sure. Who hasn't? Glad to meet you, Mr. Dunn.
Thank you.
That's it. Shake hands and be friends.
I see you have an unusual hobby, Lobar.
Huh?
Very interesting hobby, too. Ceramics.
So what?
Ceramics. You know, modeling with clay.
Why, Dan, how did you ever find that out?
Yeah, I don't see nothing about...
Well, take a look at Mr. Lobar's hand. You don't mind, do you? Now, observe the off-colored substance under the nails.
Why, yes, but...
That's a clay, mixed with a special pigment, isn't it, Lobar?
Why, yes.
Well,
yes.
I'll be... Well, Sherlock Holmes didn't have a thing on you, Dan, old fellow.
Elementary. See you later, Lobar, and keep up that hobby.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure thing, Mr. Dunn.
Dan, I know you too well to believe you didn't have a reason for that talk about ceramics. Now, what's up?
I'll tell you in a minute, Kay. Oh, here we are.
You act like you knew just what you was looking for.
I have a definite idea of what I might find.
Yeah, now, just a moment here. Here we are.
Well, Mr. Dunn, it's a waste of time, Brian.
Here, look at this.
You mean the gas line being broken?
Dan means the way the gas line was broken.
Yes, see here, file marks halfway through.
What are you driving at, Mr. Dunn?
That break in the gas line wasn't caused by the crash, Mr. Parkhurst.
No?
Instead, it caused the crash.
What?
Someone filed halfway through the gas line. And then patched it up with a clay, matching it in color.
And that color is the same as the clay under Lobar's fingernail.
Now I see. The clay hardened and kept the gas from leaking out. Then the vibration of the motor...
Lobar, he's disappeared.
Well, there he is, in that automobile, driving away.
Quick after him. We've got to catch Lobar.
Lobar is a member of the international spy ring which has stolen the blueprints of the Z-19. Of that, Dan Dunn is certain. But will Lobar be overtaken before he can get away? Be sure to hear the next exciting episode of Dan Dunn, Secret Operative Number 48.